numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander. Kelly is alongside. He's behind the glass. Crack here in moments. I'm going to read your tweets, though, before we get to Billy. Sparty KY followed up with the Corey Pavin thing. We're just tripping over the fact that Corey Pavin is on the leaderboard in the golf tournament. The Charles Schwab today says, does Corey Pavin still hold the record for lowest driving distance to win a major? I don't even know if they kept driving distance stats back then. So maybe, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But that's interesting. 1995, he won the U.S. Open. Once again, did Corey Pavin. Jesse Welch followed up with, whoa, fancy new open for Estamos Seguros. Thanks, Moreno. Yeah, we'll continue with Are We Sure tomorrow. Corbin at Corbano 13. Good morning, fellas. Bit behind this morning. The Pacers' comeback was one of the greatest basketball things we've seen in a long time. But can we talk about Gil's impression of a cat? Almost spat out my drink. Couldn't be more spot on. Glad you enjoyed it. People seem to enjoy it. I thought I heard him say that. Mark Van Kino. Hard to believe Halliburton had. Oh, he's showing me a same game parlay he had. A 7-pick same game parlay at 50-1. The only leg that failed was Halliburton rebounds, 5+. Yeah, but you had the other stuff. So that they had that going for you, said. Have a great weekend. Looking forward to crack. That's from Mark Van Kino. Thank you. This is from, let's see, Mako, Shades of Mako also says, probably my favorite regular VSiN segment, Crack Time, coming up. The contest reveal show with Matt Brown and Follow the Money's Win Some, Lose Some are up there as well, he says, ranking his favorite parts of VSiN. Uncle Bush, what's the guarantee? Yes, a little later on today on Follow the Money, Derek Stevens will talk about the big reveal about Survivor. He'll tell us what the guarantee is, the age-old question about Survivor, and talk all contests for Circa this upcoming for this upcoming football season. I ran into Derek briefly in the old Batcave here at Circa, and the only thing he said to me, he goes, oh, I've got something up my sleeve. He's got something up his sleeve. And then I think as he was walking away and as I was going to my car, and I think I was driving away, I think I distinctly heard him say, and go back to the D, Gil. I might have missed that part. Eric, Big Lake Show. This makes the Vegas trip complete, meeting with Crackman. Oh, did he meet you already,
just
Eric?
Now.
Okay.
Just now outside. What a nice guy. I've met him already, though. He's a great guy.
Met him in 2019. The East Coast legend was nice enough to give me 15 minutes before his appearance on VSiN. Have a great show, Bill, on A Numbers Game. And so without further ado, it is time for the Crackman, Bill Krackenberger, unscripted, right here on A Numbers Game. What up?
How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the iconic Kangol-wearing Bill Krackenberger.
Yeah, how we doing? Okay,
we're doing great.
What a game last night! I know everyone was pumped up. I'm hearing about it constantly.
One of the most amazing basketball games I've ever seen in my life.
It just goes to show you, though, how again, like I say, you know, I know people don't want to hear it. Some people, NBA is unbeatable. The NBA side betting
sides.
If you wrote down all your bets and tracked every bet, I want to find someone that beats NBA sides consistently, and I can't. And I've been with the great Billy Walters. I've been around Aaron Renning, who definitely beat the sport in the past. And I know he's slowed down now doing it. I've been around. There's another guy that I'm not going to mention his name. One of the best bettors of all time, made tens of millions of dollars. And also struggled with the NBA. And even Billy, I remember back in the day, you know, Billy had a season he tried to bet baseball because he heard, you know, he found some kind of a program. And the same thing with the NBA. Found some kind of program, two different seasons, tried to beat NBA and lost. So
it is,
NBA sides are so random. I don't care who says what.
It's Plinko.
You can win any given season. I understand you could just run good any given season. But NBA is unbeatable. Beatable betting NBA sides.
Not totals, you're saying
no,
sides.
Totals are beatable. Yes. Props are definitely beatable.
Listen, even in this, so we're doing this, I don't know if you know this, we're doing a contest.
Yeah, I knew we were doing it.
15 people were invited to do this contest. Yeah. And, you know, I've tracked my Plinko ones. Again, Plinko, the Price is Right game where they drop the metal chip at the top and then it bounces down the rungs and then picks up speed and then picks up, you know, boomerangs back and forth and finally lands in a slot. NBA sides are like that. They are Plinko. So many NFL games are like that too, but the NBA sides for sure. And if I go back and I break down the games that I've picked, I'm 1-3-1 on the Plinko bets. Last night was my first winner on the Plinko.
Oh, yeah, you
but,
had.
But you're right. You have to, like, I absolutely think that people who bet the NBA full year, I like you, it's Meshuggah. It's absolutely crazy. I don't understand how they do it.
Talking about it from experience. I'm not talking about it from a guy that's, what's the word, jaded because I've lost money betting NBA. Yep. No, I'm just telling you that I know it's a fun thing to do. It's what the sports sites advertise. NBA tonight, you get the text notifications from the sports books. Don't forget the game tonight. And let me tell you something else. This is going to sound unbelievable. I would not, I am convinced now that live wagering, for the people that are watching, listening, for my podcasters, and for anyone that's listening, 99.9% of you should not be betting live. That's right. Just leave it alone. Why? The human condition. We're so... how many people bet that live game last night? How many bet the overtime of that game? By the way, you're betting into a market that's either 115 both sides or 120 both sides, and you're betting into literally unbeatable lines long term because of the juice situation. You may have won last night's bet. I'm not saying that, but I'm just telling you, I wouldn't even recommend live betting for anyone. Anyone at home, no live betting, because here's what happens. You want to make one or two, even NFL season, August. I got to bet this live. I didn't bet it ahead of time. I didn't get the bet ahead of time. I'm gonna bet it live. Here's what will happen. You'll bet one, two, three, four. Next thing you know, you'll have your whole account full of live wagers because you can't help yourself. We're true at heart gamblers. And by the way, it's closet gambling. You're not waiting online to get a ticket. It's closet gambling, all done on your app. When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, you say, wow, what did I do here? I'm just telling you, long term, I wouldn't even recommend live wagering for anybody.
PSA from Bill Krakenberger. You had me sold at 95% of use. When you said that, I was like, that's my guy right there. 95% of use.
Oh, sorry.
No, your point is well taken. And I agree with you. I agree with you that for most... I don't know if it's 95%.
Yeah, because I was going to come in here and say Gil's not going to agree with me.
No, I agree. For most.
Yeah, most people.
For most people, yeah. Because we could say for most people, you probably shouldn't,
do anything.
You probably shouldn't do it. Yeah, like half the stuff, at least 95% of the stuff you're betting to begin with pre-flop. But live betting, yes. So the straddle is wider, which you're talking about with the juice, right? The straddle is wider. And you have to, you to do this correctly. And I bet sports differently, right? Tennis and baseball are more data-driven than anything else, and those happen to be the two sports I'd like to bet the most. But if you don't have any kind of number foundation, you're probably doing this wrong, right? To begin with. And so for you to then do things on feel with live betting is...
Perfect wording.
Feel.
On feel.
Yes.
That's what they're betting on.
That's the thing.
Oh, I know. They're betting on feel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, let me give a different sort of side of that. So Fezzik, and I'll apologize to Steve in advance for using him as an example. So Steve does things by... Steve is... Todd and I have this great conversation always. Todd and I are always like, Stevie's the smart guy. We're the idiots, right? Because Stevie is so slave to the market. Slave is the wrong word because that has a connotation. He is beholden to the market, and he believes in the market so much, bereft of opinion, right? He's often he doesn't have any opinions at all. And Todd and I always bust on ourselves because we're the idiots that have opinions. We shouldn't have opinions, right? So last night, though, because of what was happening in the game, sometimes that can nip you too, because Stevie kept in-gaming the under in that Pacers game. Now, I know it went to overtime, but even before it went to overtime, it was just an overfest. And I, at one point, I was like, I wouldn't be betting the under on this, right? So I do think, and that's because of what the pre-flop market price was, and so he thought that it would regress and that sort of thing. And to some degree, it did in the third quarter. But I'm just saying, there's no perfect answer to any of this, but your overall feel is, your overall sentiment is,
but I will
well
tell
taken.
You want to know how to beat it? There is a way to beat it. Yes, there is. Absolutely. If you have the bankroll and you have the outs, I would take multiple computers, by the way, and I would have literally Pinnacle, Chris, maybe the live lines on one of your live line screens, what they are at some of the sharper sports books. Now I'd have Stations, I'd have Coast, I'd have maybe even South Point. I'd have in order, and I would make sure you can definitely beat a place like Stations, maybe Caesars. Just having those sharper, you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know the single one person on any team. All you're doing is betting their algorithm against the sharper sportsbook's algorithm. I guarantee you, at the end of the season, you will win. But it's not fun.
It's not fun.
I know.
That's
it's
right.
tedious, and it's a job.
It's a
now
job.
Now it becomes a job. But I can guarantee you, by having that live Pinnacle line, by having that live Chris line, by having that live Circa line, and by having an odd screen, now that's all cost money to have these things and compute multiple computers and then bet it against stations and the coast, you will beat those casinos. However, they won't let you beat them because they throw you out. They limit you to a grocery dollar. But that's what the beard, that's where the beards come in.
What you're just describing is what I call mechanical sports betting. That's just my word for it. But you're 100% right. But what, here's the question though. What percentage of sports bettors are willing to do that or are interested in doing that?
Interested.
Forget willing.
Very
interested
good.
In doing
interested
that.
Interested in doing.
Yeah.
Not many.
Because I will speak on behalf of myself. I've never been interested in doing that, even though I know that that's a that's a solid mechanical droning way of doing
it. And if it wasn't for that solid mechanical way of doing things, you wouldn't know Bill Krakenberger today.
That's right.
That's all I did in the 90s.
That's what made you
bankroll. I middled and scalped and built a bankroll off of $1,000. I sent $500 to two sports books in far off places. They matched it and gave me two $1,000 deposits. And I was off and racing because I said, wow, they matched the money and I can middle and scalp for $10, $20 a game and build a bankroll up. That's exactly what I did. I started out with $1,000.
You don't do it anymore, though, do you?
No. I don't middle and scalp. No.
Yeah.
There is a group for that, but I just don't do that. Yeah. It's not that it's not an advantage.
Yeah.
I guess it is. But there's so many groups out there that are doing it or trying to do it. People think they're middle. There are more people think they're middlers and scalpers than actually are.
Bill Krakenberger. We're just getting started. Right here on a Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
It's the best package going, the all-in summer hotel package from Circa. All in at Circa Las Vegas. The ultimate getaway package is $400. All in. Two-night stay at Circa. $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, your very own day bed at Stadium Swim, where the party don't stop, all for just $400. Resort fees and taxes included, limited time offer valid for stays between May 26th, that begins in 4 days, and September 4th. May 26th through September 4th, don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com. I'm surprised you haven't got one for a staycation of your own.
During the break, you could tell what I said. Yeah. I said, that's an unbelievable deal.
Yeah.
Someone wants to come to Vegas and experience what Circa's like, the outside beautiful area, inside the big sports. I mean, that's $400 all in price. You get all that stuff. I'm telling you good and bad about a lot of things.
Yeah. If you got the day bed, would you use the day bed all day?
Probably by myself.
Crack on the day bed, everybody.
That'd be awesome.
Well, let me read these tweets here before we get to it. Spence at SpenceCC, betting the NBA for me is basically playing that home game of Plinko from the old Price is Right. Hey, copyright, betting dork, beating the book podcast, numbers game. Scott H., Sports Nut 2020, got 15-1 at 7 minutes left and 30-1 with 2 minutes left on the Pacers. Huge game one victory. Love the show. Did you really? Are you being serious, Scott? Because the books it wouldn't even been on the books that I had available. They would have had a great out. Jeff Cam, I'm a recreational bettor. I use a service you have reads for occasionally that keep my stats. I use a service that I have reads for that occasionally it keeps your stats. This year I've made over 1,600 bets already using 5 sports books. I don't realize how much I fire. Interesting.
Oh, good.
Torch D to crack. Live betting on sports exchanges is very interesting. When a typical sportsbook has a team A at minus 1,600 live and team B at plus 900, the sports exchanges give you the power to absolutely destroy that massive price difference. You can make your own order for team B at plus 1,400, let's say, he says, 14-1, and someone will likely take it. I did this in the Nuggets Thunder series, and it was very profitable.
That's very dangerous, though. Playing with this is when you're putting up stuff on one of the markets, right? Is
yeah,
that what he's saying?
I believe that's what he's yeah.
Boy, I tell you, you have to make sure you take it down right away. You have to be on a live AM feed. Like, there's a lot of things you really want to make sure you don't get screwed on. And I didn't know they even do that. Of course, we don't have any of them here, so I didn't realize that they even do that. But
Montreal Max, crack is right on the league, and I think with all these threes being shot now, betting the NBA would have also been a problem for even legendary Hall of Famer Chuck Schopp, now known as the boxer in the 80s and 90s, as the most respected NBA bettor we ever booked.
Definitely.
There is no question. No one's disagreeing with this. There is no question that NBA side betting is is a Plinko machine. Chris Heath, I cut my teeth betting NBA before the service I was using tried to upsell me due to their success. That's when I realized it was a fraud. The next thing I realized was how many points were scored in an NBA game. Real quick, before we get to you, Crack, here, I just wanted to update May most wins in Major League Baseball, because we keep track of this. And I had a bet on the Padres, have a bet on the Padres.
You bet this every month, though, usually, right?
I bet it every, well, starting last year. Yeah, I bet it every month. The Padres lose again. They are not even close to the leaderboard anymore. This is where it stands right now. Twins, 14-4, Tigers and Phillies, two teams that, if you remember when I did the five teams I was considering, I had the Tigers and Phillies in that group of five. Didn't bet them. They're 14-5, right on the Twins' tail. Twins, of course, are who we bet in March, April. Good God. Cubbies in fifth. We also consider them as well. Cardinals at fourth. Yeah, it's a troll job. By the way, I just want to say this about the Padres. You can't even get upset anymore. The Padres, in this losing streak now, five games, they are 0-32 with runners in scoring position. They've left 33 men on base. 0-32 with runners in scoring position. Now, I said to myself last night, I was like, self, what is the record for the longest drought with runners in scoring position? Just because I've observed all 32 of these at-bats just being completely futile. I was like, it can't be much more than this, can it? Here's the answer. The longest hitless streak with runners in scoring position in Major League Baseball, as of the most recent information available, 45 consecutive at-bats. 0-45. 0-45 by the Chicago Cubs in 2022. ESPN, that's courtesy of ESPN. While not a player's personal streak, it's a team record for consecutive hitless at-bats with runners in scoring position in the last 40 years. Another notable streak, 43 at-bat hitless streak by the San Francisco Giants in 1996. So we're at 32 with the Padres. That's how ridiculous this has gotten. 13 shy of tying the record. Anyway, that's how ridiculous
this is. And will you, every month, like, is there a calculation involved where or you stick with the same team? Or do you switch teams?
Oh, no. Switch teams based on schedule, based on talent, based on a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
A whole bunch of stuff, yeah.
I know you had the Mets a couple times last year.
Had the Mets once last year, yes. Yeah.
I know a guy who bet it for you.
Yes. Yeah. I called that one in.
Yeah.
Yes, I was away. That's correct.
You were out of town.
I was like, Bill, give me this. That's exactly right. What was that, July, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that, or August. I can't even remember anymore.
Yep. No, I just didn't know if you bet them more than once. Is it? You know,
no. The only team that I've bet twice is Cleveland. Cleveland Guardians last year, both in March, April, and in May.
Wow.
And they came one out away, 65-1 in March, April.
One out away?
One out
away. I remember this now. You were saying this.
Yeah.
One out away.
It's brutal. You were saying something about the Dodgers series this weekend, though.
Well, speaking of that, so the Dodgers were swept last weekend.
Yeah.
This past weekend.
By the Angels.
I say in LA, but
in Chavez Ravine.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Dodger Stadium.
So, you know, there's these scam guys out there. One was on Showtime with us, and that's when he would go broke.
Yeah.
Because this weekend he'd go broke. Oh yeah, I'm 80%. And he probably was close to 80%.
Betting monster favorites, he
was close to 80% betting the parlay. And the mechanical parlay, and just to try to win $100. Let me explain to everyone that's listening to us. So your goal is to win one unit, $100. You're betting $100. So you're betting $225 to win $100 on game one Friday.
Because they're -225.
-225 Dodgers. If it wins, you're done. You're done. You win a unit, it's in the books.
Your work is done.
Work is done. However, because you lost to $225, now you want to reclaim and win the $225 back and win $100 profit. Now you're making your next bet to win $325. Only the Dodgers in that game is laying $280. So now you have to literally to win $335 or whatever it may be. Now you have to actually lay $280. So you're laying literally like $1,000 to win that. Yeah, you lose that because they lost game two.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to win your 1,000 plus your 235. Now you're betting to win 1,235 and your $100. You're betting to win 1,335 on game three.
What could go wrong?
What can go wrong? And you're laying another 2+1. You lost 40 units. 40 units. That's right. 40 units in one weekend. Now you're down 40. You wiped out your whole profit easily from baseball season. And you have to fight towards the end of the year just to reclaim that. So this, yeah, you'll hit 80%.
And let me guess, the person who is selling this advice doesn't
there's more
really,
than one.
Yes. Oh, there's more
there's
than
more
one.
There's more than one of these frauds out there.
Well, here's the thing. So they obviously are not then, you know, including this in whatever record keeping, in quotes, they're keeping. But also, like, I just the real question for me is this, and this is, again, it's a too close to the sun question. It's amazing to us that there are still people, like, they, this is the thing that they prey on, right? There's always new people growing up and turning 18 years old or however old it is when they start betting in these, you know, and using these services, whatever it is. It's amazing to me that they're always making new folks who fall for this.
Well, there's new kids that are, yes, you know, seeing DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, Caesars advertisements. And they're, you know, they're listen, they cultivate them,
yeah,
and they get them ready. There's another word for cultivate. Let's use cultivate.
Groom.
At a young age. No. I've said it multiple times on this show. Can't go to a baseball game without seeing an ad for any sports book and stuff. Daddy, what is that? It's a gambling site. Yeah. Oh, then they see it with their friends in school. You know, I've heard so many people. This weekend I had a christening here in town at the really good school here. I forget the name of the really good Catholic school here. People move here for this school. And
Bishop Gorman.
It's like Christian Brothers in New Jersey. People come there. They move just for that. That's how good they. It's like $20,000 a year to go to school there. So I went to a christening this past weekend there, and I had a friend of mine. His son asked me to stick up for him, stand up for him. You'd think I would know this going to Catholic school, but I went with him, and during the break, we all went to dinner. His friends were around, three of his friends. You're supposed to have a talk with them ahead of time before to prepare them for what life is, what's going on. I learned things from a 16-year-old kid. I learned things this weekend, what's going on out there and stuff. And every one of his friends are gambling. I said, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You're 16. Mm-hmm. I knew this happened in college. I just didn't know this happened. You know, we live in a gambling town. No, I think it's everywhere.
They all know the lingo now.
16.
Yeah.
They were gambling. I couldn't believe. How are you doing this legally? Oh, we use our dad's account. Or better yet, the one kid said, my dad let me sign up for an account. I literally gave him $100. I'm working. I gave him $100, and he opened up an account and threw me his phone. You know what? I'm not blaming the parents because they don't know any better. Yeah. My parents did. My father took me to the Monmouth Park when I was 8 years old. I got my first Exacta for $400. It was over. Game on.
You know what we should do, Billy? We should start a sports betting network that tries to speak and educate people. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, we do that on our show.
I hope that we can affect at least one positively.
No, I just didn't know what was going on for 16-year-olds this weekend.
Yeah, it's a thing, for sure. Bill Krakenberg, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. More with Billy next, right here on The Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Smarter bets start here, last all year with VSiN Pro. Right now, sign up on an annual subscription, get 14 months for just $199 when you use promo code PRO. That's two extra months free for less than 50 cents a day. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to a daily email with all the best bets from hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus full access to VSiN.com's analytics, betting trends, and expert breakdowns. Don't wait. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use promo code PRO to lock in this offer. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, by the way, if you miss any part of this show or any show on the network, every show has its own podcast. We have a Numbers Game podcast, but every show has its own. And you can see everything if you don't watch us in real time on the VSiN Watch app. So be sure to check. I know a big percentage of our audience doesn't watch it live, watches it sort of on delay.
Or YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got like 7,000 views last week.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Chris Heath, that's a great question about the day bet for crack because they offer 8-4. That's true. They offer the day bet at Circa in two day parts. Aaron Oster told me about this.
Oh, nice.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. So you get your choice of when you want your day bet.
Is the music blasting out there, the rap music
so.
The whole time, though?
I believe so, sir.
I got out of the car today. I was like, wow. This is unbelievable. Like this, people really want 7 a.m. to hear this music. So blasting like this. However, there must have been studies done, and you make more money with the am I saying the right word? Rap music? What else is it called?
Yeah, hip-hop, rap.
Hip-hop. I personally hate it.
I don't think it's by and large. I mean, when we used to get out of our cars at the D, it was like... It was sort of, you know, it wasn't really hip hop. It was more like dance music, right? And it was
I can do the dance music. I can bust a move.
Bill can bust a move. We used to get out of our car there, the valet, and I used to be like, "Oh my God, Randy, it's six in the morning. Can they turn this down a little
so
bit?"
You get it.
Oh,
it's
a lot.
Oh my God, that'll wake you up. You don't need coffee.
This is from Teddy Rack. He said, "Bill, dropping some knowledge on VEASAN, hashtag don't live bet. How about them Niners at LV Aces 51? Says, for Bill, they coddle these young kids." That's the word you're looking for.
That's a
new
good
bettors.
Word.
They coddle these
Perfect
young kids,
word.
Trying hard to help word them. Some are beyond that. Help, unfortunately, he says. SoCal Fantasy, wait till Bill finds out that they're vaping and drinking.
Yeah.
Sunday 3, Gil, I'm a high school teacher in Central Cali. I have a 14-year-old freshman talking about their bets on Prize Picks every day, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then Chance Copperpot. Bill is right. Been part of the same Discord group for years, and there are a lot of young people. They all think they're going to be rich on parlay, sign up under mom's name, and bet with grandma's money. It's a real problem.
You and I have been
gullible.
Saying this forever, though.
We
think
have
about
been.
This.
We have
Since
been.
Day one on this show.
Yes, we have.
We have said that they're creating so much problems and for the future. It's not just the doctors, the lawyers, the Wall Street people, the professional people. There is going to be so much problems here, and we're seeing it now with gambling among this youth on these Discord chats and stuff.
Yeah.
And you read about them, but for every one you read about, there's 5,000 more because people don't want to admit that their kids got in trouble gambling.
No, it's harder to be a kid today, man, for all kinds of
Definitely.
Reasons. The biggest is, and you know, I'm not saying this as an old person, but obviously. You know, we didn't, when we were kids, we didn't have social media to see, oh my God, this person's on a beach here and this person looks great and this person's awesome. What's wrong with me? And there's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses, right? And then there is, you're exposed to a whole bunch of stuff that we weren't, right? The legalization of gambling being what we're talking about. But I could have just as easily said this about other things, right? I could have said, you know, I used to say, this will be a little window, but I used to say, if certain music videos, if I was exposed to certain music videos, instead of being in my 20s, if I had seen them when I was 15 or 16 years old, maybe my life goes in a different direction.
Wow.
Because I don't know that I'd be able to process it in the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like I can only watch MC Hammer's Pumps in a Bump when I'm 25. It's not going
to
land on me at 15 in the same way.
You know, Gil, you said something good there. People on social media, they're showing their best lives
Yes.
or their best fake lives. Even though
that's correct,
how cool people say, but then there's a portion of people that revert to, damn, why can't I be like that?
Right.
And you want to know something?
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yeah.
It's not even real. Yeah. People just show things. Let me see their bank account book. Let me see their checkbook. Let me see their credit card bills. Let me see their lives. You know, people, even ourselves, listen, I juggle 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag every day. It's not easy. We're not trying to show something more than what it is. And we're just talking shop. You know, we had some people on the comments say some stupid things. And I was showing Eric outside. You know, I was like, these people, they hate themselves. They look at the problems. They want to come after me or you or anybody on little things. And they say they hate their own life. Look at yourself. If you're going to say something, if that's your only takeaway from the first half hour of this show today, especially all the stuff we talked about here, and, you know, you must hate yourself. Look at yourself. Look at your life. Look at how many exes do you have? How many people don't you talk to in your life? How many people do you, like, family members that you don't talk to? Think about that first before you try to use the power of anonymity to be a telephone tough guy. We're here every Thursday. We're outside. You want to say something? Go outside. We'll talk about it. And I'll talk it out with you. I'm not being a tough guy.
No.
I'll talk it out with you.
The courage of anonymity, I like to call it.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
No, but back to what we were saying before, which is, right, but for young folks, right, and you know, you remember how hard it was to be a young person in general. You have all kinds of anxieties. You have all kinds of, you know, you're not as confident as a young person. You're just learning yourself. You're learning the world. So even for us at this age, like I remember my dad used to say, he was like, if I had my life to live all over again, he goes, I would go back to when I was 25. Because before that, it was, you know, it was difficult. He had all kinds of other difficulties that we could never imagine. But I'm just saying in general, it's hard being a young person, and you know, even when we were young. But imagine today, when your brain isn't fully formed yet, to see all of this stuff on social media, to see, oh my God, sports betting, oh my God, it's really hard for a young person to put all of that in its proper context. So it's easy for us to sort of say, oh my God, don't be that way. You got to see this. You know, so we can only do as much as we can. But ultimately, it's like, wow, it's a big bit of stimulus for us to try to overcome.
Every single generation says it. I know.
Yeah.
These kids today, oh my God, there's And our parents said it. And guess what? Their parents said it about them.
I know mine did about me.
But now it's really, it has come to a light now. There's just too many things. Social media, for all the good it's done so much bad. So it's tough being a kid today. I probably thought it was college. Why didn't I realize that it was 16-year-old kids involved in gambling? I don't know. I just didn't realize. You know, I'm thinking of my, I always think I was in a bubble growing up back in New York and New Jersey, and it's people like that and cities like that, maybe Maryland, maybe Boston, maybe Chicago, maybe Philadelphia. I understand, but I just didn't know that 16-year-olds had these kind of gambling issues today. I had no idea that they're playing on apps. And you know, someone just said something about vaping. One of the kids, the three kids, I had this talk with them, these three kids, one of them vaped. And I was like, why would you do that? Good-looking kid, blonde hair, blue eyes, you're going to rot your teeth out. What are you doing? Like, you think a girl likes vaping? Like, is that cool? Like, it really is tough being a kid today. It really is. It's, you have to have a lot of credit for what you've done there. Can I call her your stepdaughter? No.
You could call her. I treat her as if she is my own daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but you have to be real proud that she went to a private school. And now, did she start NYU?
No, in September.
Next year. So is she a senior?
She is a senior, and she just graduated from high school.
She just graduated.
Yeah.
And she's going to NYU.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. That is looking at her mom and looking at you, and you know, someone raised that. You guys did some stuff in life to raise her right. It's tough being, you know, a kid today going to school. And, you know, they don't want to go to this private school, and it's work is so hard. They're so strict on them. And it's a lot of work for a kid. Now you have she's to put also, social media in the mix. And
she's also, Gracie, she's 17. She's 18 now. She is the most incredible human being I've ever met. Right? She is just... So that's the other thing you have to say about kids today. With all of that exposure to all the things, on the one hand, it's more difficult. On the other hand, they are so much smarter than we were.
Definitely.
They're so much more savvy. Some of the things that she processes and that she's able to navigate, I'm like, at that age, I couldn't do any of that stuff.
God forbid they have your street smarts, because you're a street smart guy. You put that into the intelligence level. I always say that. Street smarts, common sense, decision-making skills, talk with confidence. That stuff with a college degree,
oh yeah, man,
strong as morphine, brother.
Strong as morphine.
Good job, Gil.
Well, thank you. Believe me, she deserves all the credit. She's an amazing kid. But yes, so I mean, I just think that's, getting back to the sports betting part of it, that is a... it's part of the mix of what these kids have to navigate that we never had to, right? Yeah. So on the one hand, they're just unbelievably more savvy. And on the other hand, it's only going to be, you know, natural that some folks are not going to be able to navigate it. Their parents might not be as aware of what their children are up to, or maybe they even enable it. Because they're themselves, as you pointed out, they themselves have no idea the peril that could be in front of them.
Most people shouldn't have kids to begin with. No, they just shouldn't. There's been surveys done. They just shouldn't have kids because they don't have time for them. And it's they have to grow up under the social media world. They know so much more than we did at that age. So, again, I give you credit. But also,
thank you.
One of the guys asked, let's see, this guy said, what is scalping? Yeah, so Bama Sluggers. He's first of all, he's coming out with his 21-year-old daughter to Vegas next week. Love to have. Well, I'm here every Thursday, so you know where I'm at. But anyway, he said he wants to come meet me. But he said, "What's scalping? Scalping and middling is how I built up my bankroll. Scalping's laying $1.21 on the Yankees, and then later on in the day or instantly taking back $1.23. There's zero risk. You're laying 121. You're taking 123. It's either going to be a win, or you can lock up a profit on both sides. That's what scalping and middling is.
Mechanical, as I like to call it. We'll recap all the bets. More with Crack on the other side, right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger alongside. Bill Krakenberger, by the way, Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks. Oh, not Wisecracks. I'm sorry. Is it Wisecracks?
Yeah,
Wisecracks.
We're on the Wager Talk Network now. We moved it over there because they have a couple hundred thousand followers. But yes, thank you, Gil.
Wisecracks with you, John Orlando.
John, and then I bring Randy in. Football season
Randy
is coming
McKay.
Back.
Yeah. By the way, let me read the tweets here before we recap all our bets. This is from Rob L. RLAP311. Disappointed not to hear Phil Bob at Speedway Steve, too, give his take on the Weenie 500 this morning. Yes, oh, the Wiener 500. Maybe the obscurity makes it more of a Spreadopedia event, a Jason Weingarten event. We'll be listening carefully tomorrow. I'll ask Jason about the Weenie 500 tomorrow. Joe's C714. Wasn't this system the Vegas Dave scam? Yes, that's who Billy was referring to. One among many. Cancer-free from stage 4 NHL May, says, my niece graduates high school tonight. Congratulations to you, sir, and congratulations to her. I am so proud of her, he says. Super smart, played soccer all 4 years of high school and has a GPA of at least 4.50. Wow, I didn't know you could have a GPA that high. She's also a really good person, proud to be her uncle.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, I hear you, cancer-free, because I always say to Grace, I'm like, trust me, you have done more for me than I have done for you.
Wow.
I always say that to her.
That guy's been around for many years, too. That guy that
cancer-free?
Cancer-free, yes.
Congratulations for being cancer-free. Keno Walker, it's not a Bill and Gil rant. It's a PSA therapy course. Take advantage of these segments. It's free tuition, he says. Thank you, Keno. Jeff Cam, yes, the other way to call what Bill is talking about is arbitrage.
Yes.
Arbitrage is the other more fancy word for it. Giuseppe Bera, I love this this name here. I'm sure kids now are betting more money now, but I remember in high school, my friend and I would alternate picking college football sides heads up for $1 a game, as well as betting on our high school football team's games. It was how I covered my gas money each week. Giuseppe, I was the kid who started the football pools in my school. And I kept it going for 2-3 years, just picking winners. Yep. And I was always scared. I told the story many times. I was scared that the teacher would finally catch me. And finally, on the third year, bam, grabbed my shoulder, Mr. Sorkin. With his North Carolina accent, he's like, how do I get in on this football?
Oh, my God. I remember you saying that.
Then I knew I might be onto something. Jamie Leva, with a young MC reference followed up by Gil with the MC Hammer drop. I love this show. Have a fantastic day, gentlemen. Thank you, Jamie. And then Margin Call says, tell him about the pickle I got myself in, Bill.
Oh, yeah. He texted me today. No, he did get himself in a pickle. You got to be careful, too. I'll tell you, it's true. I've done it myself. I haven't done it in years. I've done it myself. He texts me, and he's like, Bill, I can't believe that what I did here. So here's his parlay. He bet the Dodgers minus 140, the Phillies minus 290, and the Yankees minus 150, only he bet tomorrow's Yankee game.
Oh.
Because they have the games.
We've all done that once.
You're scrolling down and you're seeing, oh, they're only minus 130.
Yeah.
I got to bet that. And you don't realize that that's not the same day.
We've all done that before.
But, he bets parlays, and he's the guy I talked about before. He won like 10 in a row. And I can never tell him how bad parlay betting is, but it is what it is.
He's tasted glory.
I would want to lay 290 on the Phillies. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, good luck.
Okay, let's recap the best bets before we get more trouble there. This is courtesy of GBank, the official bank of Visa. In every show, every host, every guest, every sport, every bet recapped on each and every show. Once again, I had the Pacers last night plus the points, had it in the contest, and took the Pacers before the series began at plus 140. By the way, the updated series price on that now is that the Pacers, up one game, are minus 150 favorites. The Knicks are plus 130 on the comeback, if you're considering playing the other side there now. Kelly is on the Knicks, minus the points. Zigzag alert! He's on the Knicks in game 2 tomorrow night, minus the 5.5. He's also on the Knicks in the first half, minus 3.5. And he's on Karl Anthony Towns, over 23.5 points. I'll refrain from doing the invitation again. Kelly is also on the Pacers before the series started. He got it at plus 145 because he's better than me by a nickel. Kid's better than me. This is from Zach Cohen. He is on the T-Wolves tonight plus the points. Zach, co-leader in the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Challenge along with Steve Fezzik. He's on the T-Wolves plus 8. He's also sprinkling on the money line with the T-Wolves tonight in game 2 at OKC plus 265. And then tomorrow night, he is Oppo Kelly. He is on the Pacers. Zach got himself a 6 somewhere out there on the Indiana Pacers. And then Phil Bobbitt joins us earlier today because it's Indy 500 weekend. Do you ever bet the Indy 500?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Just too tough to bet these futures like that. It's too big of a pool. They take too much out of the win pool.
Our buddy Phil Bobbitt has a great track record on this show. He's taking in the Indy 500 this weekend. He's got Joseph Newgarden 12-1 to win it outright. Plus, he's got Newgarden in the top 5 at plus 165. He did the same with Pato O'Ward, 6-1 to win the Indy 500. He's also got a T5 on Award at plus 125. So both outrights and T5s, top 5s for Award and Newgarden both in the Indy 500. to Monaco, the F1 race in Monte Carlo. You ever been to Monte Carlo before?
No.
Oh, it's apparently beautiful. I have got to do that once in life. Outright winner, Oscar Piastri, 2-1, available at Bet Rivers. And he's got a couple matchups. Fading the big names, Lando Norris over Max Verstappen, -115. George Russell over Lewis Hamilton. I got to lay a little juice on that one, -163. Both of those available at Caesars. And then in the Coca-Cola 600 Cup Series event, Kyle Larson to win it, 6-1. His wife will be happy, he says. And he's got matchups as well. Alex Bowman over Joey Logano at -110. William Byron over Tyler Reddick at even money. And then Josh Berry over Chase Briscoe, -115. Those are your matchups in the Coca-Cola 600 from Phil Bobbitt. We appreciate his appearance on the show. All of that courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSIN, where once again they are doing big things over at GBank. Get the GBank Visa Signature Card today. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. That's even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. Also with GBank, you're earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all eligible purchases. Pardon me. Apply now at VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank.
What a great credit card. I know I always talk about them. So I bet something this morning here. I bet opening day.
Yes, you did.
Chiefs -2. It's not. Now, the reason why I'm not giving that out, because it's not available anymore. Chiefs -2 over the Chargers. That game is not. It looks like on a schedule it's in Charger land. It's not. It's in São Paulo, Brazil.
That's Friday night, the second night of the NFL season.
Friday night, -2. But I'll tell you right now, so I just think that game will be three. The public's going to push to three. So I want to give you guys something. If you're allowed to bet at Caesars, which I am not, Kansas City over the Chargers, -135 on the money line. If you can bet that, you have access to Caesars, that's a hell of a money line, -135. Listen, it's exactly what I started at the beginning of the show talking about, scalping and middling. You want to middle something? Lay that lay $1.35 and take 3 points. That is a winning proposition, especially on a lower total of 44. This is a long term. That's a winning proposition. I don't middle and scalp. I said, well, there's going to be a scalp there because there will be threes come. Well, there's actually three now. You know, DraftKings has +3, -15. Which I'd be happy to bet both sides of that. So that means you're laying $1.35, you're taking +3, -15, you add those two juices together, you get $1.50. That means cut that in half, $1.25, it has to, that's your estimated juice altogether. You have to cut it in half what you're going to lay. Now that means one in four games has to land one, two, or three. If it lands three, you obviously push one and win one. If it lands one or two, you jackpot the game and win both sides. So that there's a middle and scalp there for anyone that wants to middle and scalp. There's a thing. So I haven't gone on to no rants. We got 2 minutes left. I am going to hit one real quick. It was supposed to be the first thing I said, but I didn't want to come in sounding salty. So this idiot, when I walked in at Jackpot's coffee shop, this is exactly what I mean, these kids.
Right upstairs.
Sunglasses on. He's at the counter. He's talking on the phone, you know, and this is exactly what he did. He's sunglasses on. He's talking on the phone, not even paying attention. Give him my coffee. Doesn't that? Now he wants to pay with the phone that he's talking on. He puts the person on speakerphone, and he's trying to scan the thing. I don't know. What can you pay with? An app or something? Like, and I came within a little hair of saying, how dumb are you? How stupid are you? What do you think? This is your world? You think you own the joint? Give me a break.
You didn't say anything?
No, I didn't, because I have to mind my own business. But it was just so dumb. I wish I knew his name. I'd blast him right here. How can you? Do kids really not? I say kids. It's 22-year-old kid. Does he not realize that you're
old enough to know better?
You're inconveniencing everybody. You have the thing on speakerphone now. Instead of saying, "Hold on 1 second, I got it," he doesn't even do that. You know, he's not even paying attention to the girl. I just can't stand people.
Yeah, sorry. Was Wishnev's line when we used to do Wishnev Wednesday here on the show? Wishnev said, "Human beings." He could always said, "People, worst people. Invention ever." He said.
Yeah, that's the line of Wall Street too, Michael Douglas.
People, said, worst
gotta,
invention people,
you
ever.
You got to give him a break.
Oh, man.
Well, I think we've, Gil, I'll be honest with you. This is all stuff for next week.
All right, let's do it.
I have some things I want to talk about.
All right, let's absolutely do that next week, though. None of this we could have talked about, so let's absolutely talk about it. Okay. It'll be kind of scripted next week. Stormy is on vacation. JVT manning the fort. Money Moves next right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy. Thank you, Bill.